Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and sometimes sports, sometimes other soaps, depending on what's going on, but mostly Days of Our Lives. And tonight, the Diva, Carrie Diva, wasn't able to be with us, but we've got Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
And Anna. Mary Ann, where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm at @mama_hooch on Twitter.
All right, and I'm @CozzyHooch on Twitter. And so we're going to try to go have a short one tonight. So we're going to move forward pretty quickly. But I did want to say you can find us at iTunes. We've got all our past interviews with all the actors that we've interviewed over the years and other people associated with Days of Our Lives. And General Hospital and a few others. And you can also find our weekly podcast there as well. And you can also find us, you find all of our chats on, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And you can, we also have a Twitter, Diva Carrie's Twitter is @DivaOfDuel, of course. And it's got Diva of Duel, .com.
Too many D's.
I can't talk tonight.
Diva of Duel. Too many D's.
And anyway, lots of places you can find us. Anyway, moving right into the show for this week. Let's see.
Yes.
We had started out with a double wedding, but didn't quite happen the way everybody planned. That's never happened in Salem, by the way. All of the weddings go on flawlessly. But this one, right?
This was a good one. This was a fun one. This was explosive,
and,
I guess you could say, I guess.
Definitely. So they were, you know, from the Friday before, they had, you know, various people special to both couples got up and, you know, gave their speeches about them and stuff. So it was really nice. And then so then you have Sonny and Paul are telling their, you know, story about each other and everything. And I guess, did they just about start with Abigail and Chad?
Abigail just started because she kind of said something like, nothing is ever going to,
I'll go first.
You know, what one second is going to change things, or I'm not going to let 1 minute or 1 second change my mind or change, and then like, pow. After she said 1 second,
She said
one
I used
second,
to be a planner, and
yes, and I'm
one
just,
second
yeah.
later, and
I'm
then guess
one...
who guess who blows in? Yeah, and it's like you said in the description, Batty Ben Weston.
love
Batty Ben though. He's awesome.
Yes. And I have to say,
Ben
Weston come in with the best line of the whole week. And he came in and he said,
"Oh yeah."
He looked at everybody and he said, "Oh, I'm a bit underdressed. I should have wore a tie." I almost lost it.
I didn't even catch the tie part. Oh, my goodness.
Did you get the tie part? He just looked around. And the way he said it, I'm a bit underdressed. I should have wore a tie.
Oh, my gosh. I heard the underdressed part. I thought that was funny. But the tie, since he was the red tie.
Yeah,
it
was a necktie. Yes, been all tied
in
with that on there. Oh, my God.
It.
That was so funny. That was the best line. And he is like, oh, my God. They have got to find a way to keep him on there.
He
plays crazy so good. But,
Yes.
So
He's crazy. It's like he's crazy. He finds that right balance between being crazy and being, like, sane enough to believe at times that is just compelling. I mean, I can't really take my eyes off of him.
I love how he taunts everybody. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
the way he
mm-hmm.
gets under their skin,
oh,
and
yeah.
the way he looks at it, and he knows what buttons
oh, yeah.
to push and what to say and the how to say it, and
oh, yeah.
you know, by and
he kind
of
lets things fly around the room about different couples and different things and
about
how
different people, yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
like basically insinuating that he might not be the only murderer in the room and stuff like that, you know, like. Hypocritical
oh, yeah.
Salem,
like he's
in a
not
way,
the only
of...
guy that's gotten, you know, that got, you know, he got caught,
uh-huh.
but there's, you know, you got
uh-huh.
Hope and
uh-huh.
you got, you know, all
uh-huh.
these all these other ones, and he basically told everybody. That's the thing he came to tell people was that he knew that Will was alive. Oh, he says you're gonna want to, because everyone wanted
Abigail,
to throw him out.
Abigail was, yeah, Abigail
oh.
punched him, and then
yes,
he's
tell
like,
him what
not,
Abigail
I don't even
did,
care
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember exact lines, but she was basically. They did a great job with interweaving, like, her inner self, like, and what. You
yes,
know, you're,
before
so you're wondering,
she did.
Is
yes.
she going to freak out?
She thought it was a dream. They showed her, like, when she was standing
mm-hmm.
at the altar when he first came in. It was like her thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That this, oh, okay, is this just, am I imagining this again?
Mm-hmm.
So then you just saw Abigail and Ben in the church with, like, nobody else. And then you thought, oh,
mm-hmm.
it could make them think.
And the
if you didn't know
what
really what
was
coming.
So,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It was good. It was really
and then
good.
She finally went
and
just,
and
just belted him. You know, just, I mean, she knocked
him
down.
Just decked him.
Decked
knocked him to
yeah.
the floor.
yeah. So.
So, yeah. So then he basically is like, I'm not even here for you. I could care less or whatever. Like, basically, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
Yeah, he didn't really come for
them
to ruin the wedding. Of course, everyone thought he was there to ruin their wedding.
I'm here for Sonny. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
here for Sonny. And then as they were trying to drag him off, I mean, they had the police all over and everything. But, and as they're dragging him off, he's like, you got to listen to me and everything. And he's like, Will is alive. Will is alive, you know, or something like that. I just had to be here to let you know Will is alive as they're carrying him out. So, of course, that turns everything upside down. And they did a good job, too, when they tried to go back to the vows and everything Abigail said, Sonny started thinking back to, like, they showed real clips of the original Chandler Massey scenes with him where mm-hmm. when as Abigail was describing, like, her and Chad meeting and their first kiss and their just different things like that, Sonny
mm-hmm.
was immediately, like, thinking of Will, like, in all of those things. And they did a great job. I mean, it was just masterful. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. So
of course, he couldn't go through with it, you know, when he tells.
Right. So then Sonny just about had a breakdown. He couldn't. He just started crying. He looks at Paul, and he's like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Paul. I just can't do this. So they leave, and then, you know, everybody kind of leaves because half the crowd was taking Ben to the, you know, to the cop shop and everything. So things kind of – so then Chad and Abigail are kind of left at the wedding or the chapel alone at one point, and they just kind of are sitting there talking very lovingly and just talking about things and like, wow, this isn't exactly
what
we
expected.
What
are we
going to
do?
And mm-hmm. just had a little bit of romance for those who are Chabby fans. I'm sure they enjoyed it. And then let's see. So you want to do you want to talk about them taking Ben to the
Abigail and Chad were talking about like what are we going to do now, and they said they finally decided about getting married. They said, well, should we call everybody back and do it? And so they decided just to kind of have a smaller wedding, or just like, you
mm-hmm.
know, let's just go back. So they went back to the mansion, the Mara mansion. And then, and before they got back, again, we could maybe talk about Kate and Andre were there. Of course, they
mm-hmm.
went back to the
mm-hmm.
thing, to the mansion
mm-hmm.
after that. And Kate was all
mm-hmm.
upset, and I have to admit, Andre was just she was crying, and he gets his handkerchief out and is wiping her eyes and is like, comforting her.
Oh,
I know, and he was being very
he startled her. She was,
that's right, he startled
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she was
first.
Talking
yeah.
on the phone with somebody, and then she gets off the
mm-hmm.
phone, and she's sitting there, and all of a sudden, there's this hand on her shoulder, and she just about jumps out of her skin, and then the next scene,
right.
it's Andre just trying to comfort her. Okay, so
yeah, but then she screams at she did scream at him, don't you ever do that again. And it's like, he's like, oh, what did I do? He said, And then she's crying about Will, and it, you know, brings back all those memories. And then she's afraid of what's going to happen when she has to tell Lucas. And he's being very caring and very loving. And then she said something about, he says, we can be friends. And then she says, I don't know about friends. She says frenemies or something. Friends.
Frenemies.
And then Andre, frenemies. And then Andre says, well, it depends on the day. I love how Taylor, the way he drives, because it depends on the day. And it's meaning like one day they're going to be friends. One day they can be frenemies. Uh-huh. It just depends on the day.
And then he kind of draws her in.
They hug, and then he draws back, and just about when they're ready to kiss, kind of Andre like pulls back just a little bit. He doesn't let it happen. You know, I think he's going in for the kiss.
He knows it's not the right time.
Yes, and he's like really pleased with himself, and he gives this little smile, and he says, oh, he has to be going, whatever. And he turns around and walks away, and Kate's like, oh, she's like looking to herself, what the hell just happened here? I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe that ice is melting. As I put in a Katie girl, I said, that ice is melting now. Yeah, you got a little bit of a taste, though. Just
We need her to get her a little bit more of a taste.
She needs more of a taste. I said, we're waiting for that kiss. But that they came very close, you know. So the ice is kind of melting because they've kind of had a little bit of.
And he was being so sympathetic about Lucas, like she was talking about Lucas. Mm-hmm. And he was being very supportive and everything. Uh-huh. And before he startled her, she was on the phone with Hope, and Hope was telling her that, or I guess she was telling Hope that she was like, well, do you think there's another way that Ben got out? And she goes, you mean Clyde Weston? And she's like, yes. So Clyde is in the picture again.
Yeah, he is in the picture again.
Anyway,
and we ended on Friday. Yeah, it kind of ended on
Friday.
Well, I guess we'll go back to that. But Clyde is in the picture again, kind of. Yes, he definitely is.
Okay.
Chad and Abigail came back, and they – decided, like, we just want to have
Jennifer
a
small
wedding.
Kate was nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't know where Kate went, but she went poo.
Yeah.
So she wasn't at the
wedding. Kate happened not to be there. Yeah. But Jennifer was there, and there was a nice conversation between Jennifer and Andre.
Mm-hmm.
A very civil between Horton and Tamara, and they were saying, he called it the Horton dynasty. But, you know, the two families coming together, the Tamara and the Horton dynasties. We don't think of ourselves as a dynasty.
We don't think of ourselves as a dynasty.
But I kind of think of it like, they tried to get the Bradys and the Damaras together when Sammy and EJ, now we're getting the Hortons and the Damaras together with these two.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was like a nice civil conversation, and I thought it was,
because
you don't really see those two interact.
She was saying how much he cared for Abigail, and she was thankful that he had been there for her.
For Abigail. And so they decided, then for the original wedding, the father, the priest, he was supposed to be away on some kind of family emergency. So that's why they had Justin there. But all of a sudden, he appears at the Demira Mansion because they were scrambling to try to find somebody to marry them again. So he just happens to walk in, and he said that he would do it. So I guess they go back to the church, and it was just Jennifer and Thomas and Andre. And they did their vows, and it was very nice. They did, you know, it's just a simple ceremony, and they did their, they got the bubble guns, bubble guns. Yeah, Andre got the bubble guns out and was like squirting the bubbles all over. So they're married, and Ben's at the police station, and Sonny talking to him, and he's not getting anywhere. You know, he just keeps telling them that he's alive, but he's not letting them know how.
He basically wants to make a deal.
Yeah, he wants to make a deal first. And, of course, Paul and it thinks that, he's just playing with your head. He's just playing these mind games, and he's just doing it to hurt us. Mm-hmm. And he says he's crazy and not to believe him. And so all that's going on. And then Paul and Sonny have this big discussion, and Paul says about, well, the only way to prove for sure is to have the body exhumed and do a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they said the only way. And here they explained it that they're legally separate, or Justin told Sonny that they're legally separated, so he doesn't have a say because he's not real, which I would think they would still be married. But I guess they signed the divorce papers. But remember, he sent them to him. He says, I didn't know that you, he said, he says, you were still in Paris, but you had them signed and Will signed them or whatever. So he said, it has to be one of his parents.
Oh, that's right.
So they wanted to, well, then Lucas, I don't know, did you see when Lucas found out?
I didn't see Thursday or Friday. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Chloe told Lucas. Lucas didn't know. He came in, he was drinking, and he's still drinking. So Chloe told him, and he's like, oh, crazy. Oh, and he has a mustache and a goatee. He has a goatee and a mustache now. So that's all growing in. And so he says, oh, I got to go get answers. And he storms over to the Kiriakis mansion to, you know, see Sonny. And that's when they told him. And, oh, he's just like, you know, that's another good performance from him,
wrecked,
too.
He's wrecked,
breaking
amazing down.
And how could this be true? And he, no way does he want to have the body exhumed or anything like that. So he's telling them no. So,
yeah.
And then
which frustrates the whole process.
And then another, and the big, Abe makes Hope commissioner.
Hope.
Yeah, he makes Hope commissioner, which, of course, was the right choice. I know, that's, you know. And he more or less explained it, that she does have seniority, which, in a way, she does. You know, she was there longer than, even though Rafe was FBI, but she's been with the Salem Police Department. So,
yeah.
And did you see the scenes with when JJ comes in after Sonny
those were intense.
They were. You know, and then Ben, did you notice how he's there and he's like laying his head on the table? He kept laying his head kind of on the table, and then he'd look up with those eyes over there. So JJ confronted him and pulled his gun on him. And Ben stood up and stuck his head against the revolt, you know, the end of the gun, like, you know, daring him to shoot him.
I mean, and JJ, I mean, has every right to be upset with him to hate him because he hurt his sister so bad and he killed his girlfriend.
And the kids, that's what he was trying to get out of him. Okay, you're telling me Will's alive, so does that mean Paige, and he did say Serena too, he says, does that mean Paige and Serena are still alive? And he says, no, he told JJ,
Paige is worm food.
No, he acted like he was dumb. Like, he was pushing his buttons so bad. He was like, Paige. Like, he couldn't remember. He was like, he was so evil. But in a good way. I mean, he was a good kind of evil. Like, he just wanted one. Paige. Oh, yeah, she's worm food.
She's worm food, and that's when he lost it. When he said it, did you have to replay it? He kind of mumbled it. It was hard to understand.
The second day when they replayed it, the second day, it was because they redo those scenes. Like, sometimes when they're replaying them, they actually they're actually doing them, taping them again. And they repeated that part the next day. And the second time they did it, it was more clear.
I had to rewind it a couple times. Yes, I did too. And I, what?
But it was, that
was
a great line though.
Yeah, it was another great line.
JJ, it was intense. Oh, my gosh. He was ready to blow his brains out.
Yeah, and then
of course
newly minted
Commissioner Hope came in.
Yes, catches him, and that's her first duty as commissioner. Now she suspended him without pay, and he had to turn in his badge and his gun.
And indefinitely.
Indefinitely, so.
Let me just say this. Isn't it convenient that Lonnie will be there and JJ won't when Eli probably comes aboard to work on the team?
and that's another thing.
Lonnie versus JJ?
Rafe doesn't like Eli.
So,
I know Gabby and Eli are getting close.
Up all kinds of
Rafe
tension.
Catches them together. So Rafe catches them kissing, which I don't know. I said, Rafe, get a grip. She's how old? This brother-sister thing.
She's a mother.
How old are you two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like, and Gabby has a point. I mean, she has a point. He saved my life, you know, but he says he still took a risk. And, you know, that's why he doesn't like Eli, or he's kind of a little pissed at Eli. Mm-hmm. But that's what then Hope told Rafe that that's who Abe wants him to be partners with is Eli. Of course, Valerie's pushing for him, you know, making her influence on Abe, you know, to pick Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, it's going to be Eli's going to be a cop now there.
Oh, yeah,
so then he'll have, you know, right, and he'll be in Lonnie's orbit there. So,
But I do between all of them.
Yeah, and I do like Gabby with Eli.
I like Gabby
but
and
I did
Eli.
Like,
me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I did like Lonnie and Eli, though. And I still kind of
like
Gabby
and
JJ.
I like Gabby
and poor JJ. I don't know who. I don't know who I like JJ.
Yeah, I kind of like them, too. But
yeah,
that makes it kind of a good triangle because I like all, I mean, a good quad situation because I like all of them, really, together.
Yeah. So that's what's going on
in
the
writing. I didn't used to like some of them, but I like them now more. I think with the better writing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So they have all that stuff going on there. So we don't know. And then it came to the end on Friday.
Hey,
was it still with the Ben Weston? What?
Oh yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, with Ben Weston.
With Ben.
Oh, they tried. Sonny then wanted to thought maybe Marlena could get to him to try to find out more. So Marlena went in and talked to him, and he was good with Marlena. And he came at Marlena, and like she didn't flinch, you know. And he says he was impressed or something by her because when I came at you or come up like and he kind of yelled in her face, she didn't like move. It didn't flinch, like it didn't bother her or whatever. So he kind of then. She kind of got nice with him, and he kind of like, she says, I really think that you are having remorseful. And she said, I was watching you the whole time. And she said, you could have just left, you know, when you escaped, but you came back to tell them. I think you're feeling sorry for what you did. And, so he's you can see
she's
him kind of just a little bit, kind of him having a little bit of remorse.
The way she kind of disarmed him.
Yeah, so you could see there's another, something, are they going to try to redeem him a little bit? Or I don't know, you could just see a little bit of
or is she just doing that to get him to spill, you know?
I don't know, but you could see Ben just kind of getting a little, so then she was trying to get out of him. Well, then finally, how did you, because he's kept thinking, he couldn't remember. She said, did someone tell you this? And she said, did you see Will? No. Well, how do you know he's alive? Did someone tell you? And he said, yes. She said, he said a visitor, but I can't something about remember. She said a visitor. Then she kept thinking about, who would come visit him? Well,
Clyde.
His father. So they put a picture in front of him. He said, was that Clyde? And he kind of got this funny look on his face, you know, so it's like, and I did, and the spoilers are out there that James Reed is coming back. He will be on again.
Good.
He is coming.
Oh, good.
Coming back. So he's another one. So Clyde's involved somehow, whether he knows or what he did or what. And I also heard, did you hear that the whole Will thing, it's a body, it's another doppelganger, kind of like how Aiden was.
Oh.
There's another one that looks another doppelganger, because that seems to be the theme, that it really wasn't, you know what I mean? Because they had a body.
So it's really not going to be Will?
The one that died was somebody that looked like Will.
I could be wrong,
but I thought I heard rumors out there that just possibly be
that's
another
how they're
doppelganger.
Do it? Hmm. Okay.
And the real Will was taken away before this guy was in his place. I don't know. So maybe it's a Demira thing. I don't know if it's a Demira thing.
Yeah.
Clyde was involved in it. I don't know. But we'll find out. But anyway, that's
Let's bring Jen. Let's bring Jen in and get her take on that part. Okay.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, Jen. Hey there. Hey, you want to give your Twitter handle?
REXJDK at Twitter.
All right. So what are you speculating? What are you thinking is going to happen with all that? What are your thoughts?
I'm kind of hoping it's not Will. I'm kind of hoping he's playing a different character.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I do like Sonny and Paul. I mean, you know,
that's
they
why.
Are kind of got
I
used
do too.
To them.
I do. I will say this: it was nice to see Chandler Massey in those scenes, like with him and Lucas and stuff. It was great to see him back on screen.
It is.
You know. That's interesting. I just love it that they're able to bring these guys back. Like, I mean, seriously, don't you find that the Robert Scott Wilson, don't you find him like just so compelling? I mean, do you feel that way? I mean, Jen,
I love him.
Oh yeah.
Oh, me too. I'm just kind of like,
I'm hearing
I
a lot of good things
of him.
About him.
I mean, I honestly can't get enough of him. I just really, because remember, Marianne, mm-hmm. when we met him at Day of Days a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking with him, standing around talking with him on the side.
He made an impression
in
person, too. Like his,
yeah.
His real self. Yeah,
he
his
was
regular,
so,
you know.
So sweet.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he, at that time, Kate Mancey was playing Abigail. And you could tell, mm-hmm. like, we interviewed them together when we were actually formally interviewing them. But you could tell, like, how serious they took their jobs and their roles. And just, it was, I was just really impressed, very impressed.
Yeah.
So
well, hopefully they'll find a way to keep
them. Have him come back.
You know who Ben reminds me of? Nick.
Who?
Nick.
Oh, yeah, in a way,
Crazy
yeah.
Nick. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The way he gets their skin.
Yes, pushes those buttons. Oh, my God.
He pushes those buttons, yeah.
Yes, because he's so smart. He's just so smart and just, yep.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison there. So, we're going a little faster tonight. Not trying to rush you or anything, but do you have any other thoughts that you were thinking about the show or anything, any speculation you want to share?
I don't think Hope should have been commissioner or Rafe. I thought Eli should have been, if anybody.
At one time I thought that's who it was going to be. Yeah, I thought maybe they might because
that
he was FBI, but
hard.
Yeah.
But then Rafe was FBI too, so then how do you, and I mean, I guess I buy into Ray, I mean, Abe was telling, I don't remember who he was telling, but he was saying how, you know, Salem has been through so much. We need a stability. We need somebody stable that has, I mean, like he's kind of like going for not just like Hope, but like her whole family, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
The stability. And I'm like, you know, we're going to just try to forget like some of the stuff Hope has done that she's done. But I thought it's funny because I hope they don't go overkill on the I am woman, hear me roar, because she's the commissioner, because I know that it was well written the way she had to, you know, handle JJ, but I just hope that, like, they don't make it like a caricature of itself. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I hope it's not like Hope.
She did the right thing with JJ.
She did do the right thing. She did. That was a great call. But, and it was hard being it was her first thing, but I just hope
and
that,
and he's family
I hope
too.
That they're not,
you know,
gonna overkill. Yeah, that was a very hard
it's
thing
her cousin,
for her to
son,
do. But she did do the right thing. She did need to do that. But I think there's going to definitely be tension from Rafe, don't you think? He's acting all like, yeah, it's great.
He in underlying, you know, he's jealous. Yeah, or like, a little upset to him.
A little tension there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out Mondays online, though, because we missed it here in New York.
Yeah, we missed it here, too. I ended up watching it online, so, yeah. That was when they had the scenes. Isn't that the one where they had the scenes where Abigail was imagining, like you didn't know if she was imagining it?
Yes, that was Monday.
It was really her?
That was the wedding. And that's when he burst into the wedding.
Yeah. And speaking of Monday, the reason it was preempted was because of the horrible Las Vegas tragedy.
Yeah.
So our hearts go out to. I've heard from people that knew people that were there that got shot and stuff. So it's just it has affected people from Alaska to California to all over the country, all over the world. I mean, they have Canadians there and everything. So. It's just, I mean, I was watching the coverage all week, and just my heart goes out to everybody, you know. So we just want to send our love to Las Vegas and the people there and all the people that were, you know, harmed and everything, because it's awful. And so anyway, so
awful.
back to today's for a minute, but anyway, so I think, what are you thinking of Jen, what are you thinking of the whole, like, I know you're not, like, huge fans probably of, like, Lonnie and all that, but what are you thinking of the dynamic of throwing Eli into the mix while JJ's out of the picture? You think there's going to be a...
I love Lonnie and Eli. I like them
together.
Yeah,
I love Gabby and Eli. I like them, but I like Gabby and Eli, too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to... Okay, well, what it's going to do is set up for... JJ's going to not have anything to do, so he's going to start running into Gabby more, and then Eli's going to be working with Lonnie, so it's definitely going to mix things up.
Yeah.
Right, definitely. I think they are going to mix things around a little bit, yeah.
But that's the making of a good quad, because it's like some people like one pairing better than the other pairing, you know, and so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've come a long way from...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just made me think when you said that about pairings. And so speaking of different pairings, we have the whole Brady, Nicole, and Eric thing coming to a head.
Yeah.
Week.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I think Brady and, I mean,
Eric
and
Eric,
Nicole do the deed. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Because Chloe finally told
Carrie
Nicole.
Will be happy.
Yeah. Chloe finally told Nicole that Eric has feelings and Brady knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole finally took two and two together, and she went to find
Eric.
And ended up at the door, his doorstep. Yes. and Brady's still drinking and still pissed off. I mean, Brady kind of sent her there. You know, he's kind of partly to blame, too, because he just wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of, because there was nothing going on, and he kept being suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were some good scenes between Brady and Sonny too, fighting over Titan.
Yeah.
Sonny wants it back, and Victor's just not saying anything. He's kind of like he's kind of watching them two battle back and forth. Sonny says. Uncle Mitchell can step right in anytime. Either.
Yeah.
You can say something anytime,
Uncle
Vic.
I said Justin needs to take that company.
Yeah, you would think it'd be Justin before Sonny, but
yeah.
True. Yeah.
Or Brady.
Are we any closer by the end of the week of Bonnie being outed?
Who? What? Oh.
Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. Oh, yeah. She hasn't. Yeah. I don't know how long we're going to go, much longer we're going to go with that before she gets outed. So, and Hattie's still in jail, whether she's going to get out or not. If we're going to see her again. I don't know. Yeah. Justin still hasn't figured out that
don't you want to go comfort your son? And she's like, I was giving him some space. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting times.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys think they're headed towards the Lucas and Chloe pairing again?
I don't know, because now they're going to be freeing Brady up. I wonder if it'll be Brady, Lucas, and Chloe or something. Because Chloe's been such a good friend to Lucas.
She has, lately.
I never in a million years would have thought they'd go back to that, though. It was awful.
Nah.
I prefer Chloe and Lucas than Chloe and Brady. I just don't see it.
Me
as
too.
Chloe and Brady.
Oh, really?
This Chloe. No, not this Brady and Chloe, no.
I like Chloe and Eric, though, too.
Lots of interesting combinations, isn't there? Amazing how that works, right?
Yeah.
Like, they love to torture us. They love for us to root for somebody and then tear them apart.
Yep.
Such is life.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They insisted on going back.
Well, I know we kind of sped through this week, but I know you have family from out of town that came in, Marianne, and I've got to take care of a few things. So I don't know if I guess I'll give everybody one last comment for this week, and then
I think we got everything. I was trying to think if there was anybody else. I guess those were all the storylines that kind of happened this week. I don't know unless you think of anything we
missed. There's a lot going on. They're having a lot of balance, I think, in the stories. Because when you think about it, it's not like the same people on every single day the whole episode, you know?
I think Sammy will be coming
Jen?
Back.
I mean, you're a veteran fan, you know. I mean, do you feel like they're mixing it up good? I mean,
definitely.
Good, really?
Yeah. And
I would love to see Kate and Andre on every day, of course, but it does seem like there's more balance. And like next week, I think Kate's on three times. I'm not sure about Andre, but you know, I really kind of have that feeling that it's like you're not seeing, like in the old days, it'd be like Nicole on every day to the point where you used to love Nicole and then you're just sick to death of her because it's like, oh, she's on every day. Like, and then it was Kristen. That's one of the reasons I don't like Kristen is because when she was on with Brady, she was on every single stinking day and took up, you know, and so I like that they're having balance and allowing us to grow to like some of these characters and all that, so. And they're getting characters involved that normally don't have a lot of story, too. Mm-hmm. I like that, too. They're incorporating people well, I think. So, and you feel that way, Jen? You said yes?
Yeah.
You feel that?
I can't remember the last time Jen and Andre shared a scene before Ron Carlotti was over.
That's right. That
some different
so
characters
good.
Need
yeah,
to have some, like, interaction.
Example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or people that should have interaction that never do, but they're related. They're like, you know, best friends or something. They're never in the scenes together. You know, I like that. I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, good deal. Marianne, did you have anything else?
I think of anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks, guys, for coming
in. Okay.
Well,
thanks for hosting.
All righty. Take care.
Okay.
Have a great week, Jen. Have a great week, Marianne. All right.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.